The Wally Show podcast is our daily radio show heard live through the WayFM app each morning and hosted by Wally, Gavin, and me, Betty Rock. For more fun, be sure to connect with us at wayfm.com/Wally.
The Wally Show podcast is brought to you by Colorado Christian University Online, where Wally teaches and where you can earn a degree online just like Betty Rock. You can learn more at ccu.edu/Wally. This podcast is also brought to you by United Faith Mortgage. Let their direct lender advantage save you time and money.
Uplifting WayFM.
Stories served with a side of Southern sass.
You're breaking my hair!
I mean charm. Here's Betty Rock.
You know what? Sorry, I have my Word document and it just crashed on me, but it's going to be fine.
Did it really?
Yes,
okay.
But it's going to be fine. Right. Okay, so here's what happened.
Well, this is going to be from memory.
Yes,
I can't
exactly.
Wait.
Okay, so a marriage counselor is getting some big following on TikTok.
Okay.
And it's because she's seen how so many marriages have ended due to divorce. I mean, I think we've seen a statistic that said
Over 50%.
Yeah, over 50%, which is so sad. So it would be nice to know, what is that big thing that wives have complaints about their husbands?
Why not husbands about their wives? But okay, we'll go with this. We'll run down this path a little bit.
Let's be honest, though. Who's going to seek out a... Wait a minute. Hear me out. Who's going to seek out a marriage counselor? Typically,
the women. Sure.
Yes. So she posted a video about the number one complaint that she hears from women.
Okay, so that maybe in the hopes of doing this, it could shed some light and guys could then go, oh, this bothers my wife. Maybe I can alter this.
Right, and it's all about being an active partner instead of just an available partner.
I think I actually see the difference.
Exactly. So see what you think about what she has to say.
Active responsibility would be you looking around the house for things that you could do. Passive responsibility would be being available to help, but waiting for somebody to tell you what needs to be done.
But if I deprive my wife of the joy of telling me what to do...
The joy of telling you what to do?
No, she loves it.
No, here's the thing. I am not married, but I have seen this firsthand through some of my friends who are married. And I think to myself, why is he just sitting on the couch looking at his phone when there are multiple kids running around wanting juice, wanting food? Like, be active in this. Why is she having to take control?
I will say that part of me is very active at home in getting chores done.
Right.
So that she doesn't complain at me.
That's a really good idea. You're being proactive.
Exactly.
I like that.
That's a smart man.
Yeah.
And probably your marriage will last the test of time.
That's good to know.
But I'm just saying, if you're sitting on the couch and waiting for your wife to tell you what to do, that's not what she wants.
Exactly. Like,
she
wants you
to just take ownership of it.
And it can be so simple, too. Honestly. Honey, take out the garbage. You hate being told to do that. So if you're just proactive with it, and before she does it, it'll blow her mind. She'll loot, like... Did we hire a maid or a butler? Like, why is this garbage gone without me saying anything? And it can start to change things.
Exactly,
for sure.
Because if you're passive, it kind of feels like she has another child that she's having to watch over and tell him what to do and all these things. She doesn't need another child. She needs a partner.
All right, I think that's fair. I actually think that's fair.
Thank you. That's really good.
Tomorrow we'll talk about the problem with women, okay?
No,
I'm going to even this
out. There is no problem. There is no problem.
Uplifting Way FM, it's the Wally Show. Who's this?
This is Tammy.
Tammy, what's up?
So, I was listening to y'all's conversation about men and women.
Yeah, we're discussing this article that Betty found from a marriage counselor that said,
the biggest problem wives have with their husbands is that they are more passive partners than they are active partners.
And the thought is, instead of the wife having to ask you constantly to do things, you should notice that things need to be done and just do them. And that'll lessen the tension and fighting. So what are your thoughts on that, Tammy?
I read this thing on Facebook that some man was making fun of this other man because he was helping his wife with the house and the kids, and the best response, he said, they are my kids too and they're my house. I've shared it several times on Facebook, but I don't think my husband reads it.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. Like, I think guys are part of the problem in this equation, where guys tend to set up like rules or maybe even gender rules. Okay, well, that's a woman's job. And I don't think that's the case anymore. I think you're partners in this.
Yep.
It's like a team. If you were on a football team, you don't win the game by yourself. And maybe guys need to think of that. It's like, no, we're partners. We're all on this team together. And maybe our marriages would actually be a little bit better if, as guys, we looked at it as, oh, this is a team, because that I understand.
Exactly.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and I got an email from Sue. Said, hey, Wally, I'm not sure if you've heard this song by Walker Hayes or not, but he gave his testimony in Huntsville when he opened for Brooks and Dunn. Walker Hayes is a country artist, and she says, wow, talk about another showing the love of Christ. There's this song from Walker Hayes called Craig. She sent me the link, and I hadn't really heard this song before, and I absolutely love it. If you listen to the words in it, it's how we are supposed to live out our faith as believers.
I'm at Craig at a church called Redeeming Grace. It's like he understood my I don't want to be here face. I felt out of place and I smelled like beer, but he just shook my hand, said I'm glad you're here. He says we'll all be judged, but he was never judgmental. And even though my songs don't belong in no hymnal, he quote me my lyrics, slapped me on the back, said man you got a gift, how you write like that? Yeah I know, he sounds cool right? Not your typical kid from Sunday school, right? I still ain't figured out church yet. But Craig, I get. Now he can't. Walk on water, or turn a Napa Valley red. But he just might be tight with a man that did. Now he's not the light of the world, but I wish that mine was bright as his. Yeah, he just might be tight with a man.
I just really love that line. I might not get church, but I get Craig. You know, Craig, mm-hmm. I get. And I think that's so cool because there's so much to faith and religion, and it's a growing process. And a lot of times you're taking these baby steps when you first, you know, become a believer, and you don't understand all of the stuff with it, but you can understand somebody showing you love, kindness, compassion, and being non-judgmental, you know?
Yeah, we need a lot more Craigs out there.
And I think that's kind of the point here, you know? And so I just love that this came from a country guy. You know, the song even goes on to talk about how, like, Craig met their physical needs when his family was struggling, mm-hmm. and not just hear some words and then move on. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it in a nutshell, you know? And so I like to do this from time to time. That spiritual lesson you learned from an unlikely source. I don't think any of us would be like, oh, country music, that's chock full of spiritual lessons, you know? And so this is a great example and a super overt example of a God story in a country song.
And I think God can use anything,
absolutely.
You know, throughout our day. If we're asking him, hey, show yourself to me, show me that you see me, that you love me, he can use anything. It could be when you're sitting outside. It could be something as random as a necklace. You just don't know. But I think that's the kind of thing you're looking for.
Absolutely. So that unlikely source that you learned something about God or your faith took you a little deeper. You just had like a little revelation based on something that wasn't typically church related or Bible related. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We got time for a couple of these. We'll take yours now. So, Melissa, have you ever experienced God or learned something about your faith from kind of an unlikely source?
Yes, it actually happened this morning.
Oh, really? What?
Somebody posted a clip from one of the Madea plays. And Madea was saying, you know, sometimes you just need to let people go. If they are hurting you and won't change, let them go. And she said, when you pray for God to bring you that man or bring you that woman, stop praying and be quiet. Let God do his job.
So God, in essence, is using a comedian, an actor, to kind of get a lesson to you.
Yes.
I love that you're starting your day off with Madea.
Right?
I said, okay, God, I get it now.
Now, is this like real personal to you because there's that person in your life that you're thinking, I got to let him go?
Well, I mean, it's just throughout life, you know, bad relationships ended, and, you know, there's still that hurt, and it just reminded me, they're out of my life for a reason.
Right, and so don't hold on to it, because if you hold on to it, it keeps you stuck there.
Exactly, and it's just, you know, the lesson was to let it go and trust in God.
The Bible say in 2 Deuteronomy of the book of Jericho that the eye for the tooth and the tooth for the people and everybody who got the eye, you punch them in it.
What?
I can tell you don't read the Bible.
Kelsey, have you ever kind of had that happen where you got something about your faith from something that wasn't intended for that?
Well, when I was in college, I went to the Commons with my then boyfriend, now husband, and we had ordered some food from Taco Bell. And when we peeked in the bag, after we had ordered it, we were walking out, we peeked in the bag and we noticed that they had messed up our order and they'd essentially like doubled it and given us all this extra food. And we were pumped that we got all this extra food. You know, what were we going to do with it? And so as we're walking out back to the dorms, we passed a homeless man who was digging through the trash, like clearly looking for some food. And it just like hit me like a brick wall. And I just stopped and I was like, this was not an accident. And so I took all the extra food and my husband looked at me like I was crazy. And I just took it over there to that homeless guy. And I was like, here you go, sir. And he didn't say anything. He just walked away. But it was just a lesson that God can work in the most unlikely of ways when you're least expecting it. And it was just a cool kind of lesson.
And I think there might even be like even a secondary lesson here, because you talk about you gave the food to the man and he just kind of walked away. And I'm sure that wasn't the response that you were looking for in that moment. And you have to kind of process that too.
Right. Yeah. Because he did not say a single word. He just took it, didn't smile, just walked off. But it was more for me just knowing, like seeing, like, wow, that was definitely a God thing. Like, I was kind of ragging on Taco Bell about how they had messed it up and kind of like getting on them. And then God just smacked me right in the face and was like, that's why I did that.
Just goes to show God can use Taco Bell.
Yeah, he can. He can use the ineptness of people filling your bag at Taco Bell.
Exactly.
Coffee shops, poolside, back porch, picnic table at the park, at your kid's soccer practice. Just about anywhere can be your classroom when you decide to go back to school online at Colorado Christian University.
I know I got my degree online and I actually did a homework at a campsite. I was sitting around a campfire writing a paper. That is where I did some of my work that weekend. So life doesn't have to stop just because you go back to school to better yourself. You can work towards this future and this goal that you want to accomplish, and it doesn't have to totally consume you or derail your normal life with friends, your family, or what have you.
And you can earn accredited degrees from Colorado Christian without ever setting foot on campus.
So there really shouldn't be an excuse to not going back to school. If it's something you really want to do, you can do it. And all you have to do is go to ccu.edu/Wally to learn more. And the other really important thing is that Colorado Christian is committed to cultivating the mind without compromising the heart. So check it out, ccu.edu/Wally.
Uplifting Way FM.
We definitely need a little more of this in the world.
That's how you do it, kids.
It's the Wally Show.
If you have ever tried to blend a family, you know firsthand the challenges and may even find this story hard to believe of these two women. There's the ex-wife and the husband's new wife. They decided to try to be friends to benefit the children and ended up becoming, as we say in the business, besties.
Aww.
Yeah, isn't that weird? Cute. They say it didn't happen overnight. There was a lot of awkwardness, but they kept the goal of having two healthy homes for the kids in the forefront of, you know, what was going on in their lives. So putting the kids first. And one mom noticed that her son would never admit that he had fun at either home because he didn't want to hurt or upset anybody.
See, they're put in the middle. That's
I know.
So sad.
And it's hard, you know. But the tipping point actually for this family is interesting because this unlikely duo was kind of forced together based on COVID. So the pandemic hits. Both the husbands got COVID at the same time. And it forced the two women to quarantine together.
Oh, no.
I know. And you get to know somebody in quarantine. Yep. And so you wonder if the guys had this plan all along. Let's get the wives together. We'll get quarantined. It'll be great. And so the women said, they actually had a great time. They did a lot of TikToks together because one lady already had like a makeup account. And so people were wondering, well, who's this other person on your TikTok? And they're like, oh, it's my husband's ex-wife. And people were like, you need to tell us more. Like, how are you actually doing this? You know, because it is possible to have amicable, you know, breakups, especially when you put the kids first. And they say their goal is to inspire other parents and step-parents to find that common ground and to co-parent successfully. And say, they say, look, we understand it can't be done for everybody because there are some horrific situations where you can't have contact. And so none of that is this. But sometimes the normal disillusion of something when it just ends that there can be restoration, and said, you know, if you can put your pride aside, it can be done. And if you can do this, your kids are the beneficiaries for sure.
And that's how it should be, because the kids didn't ask to be put in this situation. You put them there because of choices that just happened in life. And so if you can put them first, like a parent should, man, that helps so beneficially for those kids.
I remember going out on a boat with a friend of mine and his family, and we went out on the boat, and these other two people came that I didn't know, and we're out there on the boat, and they're like, he's like, oh, that's my my dad and his new wife, and I'm like,
wow,
okay, no, who's getting thrown off this boat? Like, because we were with his mom and her husband,
oh,
you know,
wow.
And I was expecting drama, and they're like, oh no, we get along great, you know,
oh,
and
that's so good
because they found a place to work things out, and so hopefully this story, if you're walking through that, because a lot of people that listen are walking through some version of that, hopefully by sharing this today, it might inspire you to go, hey, look, let's see what we can do that can make our lives better and the life of our kids better today, and put some of this down. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Betty Rock and I are the same person, as much as she hates to admit it. We are very similar. My wife even commented on that the other
what?
Day.
No, she didn't.
Honest, truthful. She was like, something had happened and you had a reaction or whatever, and she's like, you guys are the same person.
And no, so, we're not.
I know. It's great. It's great for you.
it's terrible for me.
So here's the deal. We both panic, though, under pressure. Like, we can't see the way out of a situation. And so what we do is call the five-second game. You have a chance to win a prize right now with our five-second game. And so the way it works is Betty Rock and I will be given a list or a subject, and we have to name three things in 5 seconds. And if we can do that, then we win a point. And the reason that you are going to be paying attention to this is because one of us, the winner, is going to be taking you on. So good luck to you. And hopefully if you are more solid than we are, you can win this game. So with that, Gavin, what is our first category and who's going first?
Who wants to go first?
Betty Rock.
Wally.
I'll go. I'm not afraid.
All right. Let's have you go first,
all
then.
All right, let's do this.
All right. Are you pressing the button or am I?
You can press it.
Okay.
So, I need all my faculties about me.
All right. I'm going to go. Here we go.
Go.
Name three shades of blue.
Aqua. Oh, come on.
Yes. I got you.
And blue's my favorite color.
Yeah, it's the only one you can see because you're a little
you
colorblind.
I did. I was
There's
thinking,
navy.
What
man,
was that
sky
one
blue.
That jewelry is made out? Turquoise. That's the problem with the five-second game is you get stuck on one thing and you can't get it out of your head. So
he says as he's wearing a blue shirt and writing with a blue pen.
I have blue everything. And okay. That does not bode well for me. Betty Rock.
Name three wild big cats.
Cougar. Panther. Tiger!
Oh!
Lion!
Okay. I actually thought she wouldn't get that third one. You kind of seem stuck for a second there.
I was worried for a minute.
And it's funny you went with cougar. You are getting older.
Okay. Hurt people. You're just jealous.
That's tough.
All right. Give me mine.
Okay. I hope you get this. Name three digital staff people we work with.
Oh come on. There's Brianna, there's Jennifer, and Jake, and Kaylee.
It's funny because...
Well, because the first one, not with us anymore.
Still, we did work with her.
But you eventually got to three.
Yes.
You named four.
That was funny.
You would have given me Brianna, right?
No.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, of course not.
She just recently left.
No.
That doesn't count.
All right. Well, man, and I forgot Zach, who used to be on our
exactly.
show.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. It's one,
to
but
one.
Betty Rock can win right here.
Yep, okay.
Okay, this one I think will be... easy, but I thought Wally's first one would be easy. So we'll see here. Name three green vegetables.
Broccoli, cucumbers, watermelon, spinach.
Okay, because she got spinach at the end, I would not have given her watermelon.
Thank you, Gavin.
That was not going to happen. Well, but she does win.
Congratulations, Lady Rock.
Nice.
Okay, so that is who you're going to be taking on. You'll be taking on Betty Rock in your own version of the five-second game. If you want to play and you want to win a prize, 855-33-WAY-FM. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take you now. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Jessica, welcome. Sadly, I don't get to take you on because Betty Rock beat me in our round of the 5-second game, which means you're taking on Betty Rock. How do you feel about that? Do you think your chances are good?
I think so.
Well, she's pretty confident, but I think I'm going to put you in your place, Jessica.
We'll see.
Oh, I like it. She wasn't buying that at all. She didn't believe that for a second. I like Jessica. My money's on Jessica. All right, so here we go. The way it works, Gavin's going to give you guys a subject. You're going to take turns ping-ponging back and forth with an answer until you can no longer answer or until you repeat an answer that's already been given, okay? And we're going to let Jessica go first. So remember, just one at a time. You go, then Betty. You go, then Betty. So Gavin, what is the category?
All right, it is different types of board games.
Okay, different types of board games. You only have 3 seconds, too. So on your mark, get set, go. Jessica.
Scrabble.
Chutes and ladders.
Chess.
Checkers.
That seemed like trouble. Reactionary.
Trouble?
I said trouble.
Oh, you said trouble. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Sorry.
The only reason I'm letting you go is because I talked over her, and I know you couldn't hear her because I didn't hear what she said.
Yeah. Okay, Jessica.
Apples.
Oh, okay. There you go.
Candyland.
Oh.
Ooh.
Oh, gosh.
Uh-oh.
I'm losing it.
Oh, this is a battleship or battle going on right now.
That's not a board game.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
3, 2, 1.
Chinese checkers.
Oh, she got in there real quick last minute.
Clue.
Oh, wow. Betty Rock, you should get out more.
Mandala.
It's a game with the beads that you move.
Oh, battleship.
No, you said it's not one. Jessica, you're the winner.
That's a no.
Had you not said it was not a board game,
no,
I would have given it to
don't.
You. So congratulations, Jessica. Out of the flames there, you managed to rise a phoenix and win this game.
Yay!
I came here in a time machine that you invented.
Great Scott.
Now I need your help to get back in time.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. Every week we go back in time and you decide what year we're going to musically. You tell us a song that you love from back in the day and why it meant something to you, and then we pile into the time machine and we go back and we play your song and hear your reason for why you wanted to hear it, you know? And, I mean, it can be anything. That's the cool thing. You could go back to the softer side of FM Static.
Take me as I am, cause I'm going. I was too scared to start, now I'm too scared to let go.
Maybe some Natalie Grant.
Why sit around and wait for a miracle to come? We can be one.
Or maybe you're missing some old school Toby.
Ooh. Stereo system, this goes out to anyone listening.
Yeah, we won't sing along with them. We just got caught up in a moment there, and I realized that was horrible for your ears. But you can call the shots, and you can take us back to wherever you want to go.
If that's something you'd like to do, text the word FLASH to 91979, and we'll send you a link. And you just fill out that form with the song you want to hear and why, and you might be getting a call from us. The word FLASH. FLASH to 91979.
I saw that going differently in my mind.
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show with Mind Blown!
Mind Blown!
Mind Blown! Now, this is where I attempt to make you the most interesting person in any room you walk into. So here's the scenario. Betty Rock, myself, and Gavin, we're at a party, and there's music bumping over the speakers, you know. Oh, thank you, Gavin. Nicely done. It's not a rave. We've got some class here. And so we're at a party just kind of talking. And, you know, you drop these little nuggets to be more interesting than small talk. Okay, so Betty Rock, give me a category and I'll show you how it works.
Music, because Gavin is killing it over there as the DJ.
Okay.
Give me something about music.
Okay. You know, we all love music. It's a big part of our lives. And, you know, there are music and songs about specific days of the year, obviously. Like, you know, songs like this one, right?
S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y.
Night. Can either of you name them?
Oh.
You know, it's old school.
Saturday night.
Yeah, come on.
The Osmond Brothers?
No.
The Monkees?
No, Bay City Rollers. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
That's okay. That's okay. I figured you might know that. But see, now she's engaged. She's like, her mind is thinking. Or then, you know, you go with like another day of the week.
It puts my back up.
Know who this is.
I have no idea.
It's you too.
It's so bad.
It's there. What is wrong? Okay, now this is where our conversation has taken a nasty turn and it's going to be a fight.
It's like a yodel or
something. No, that is you too. That was like one of their breakout songs. Like, oh my goodness.
I should break back in.
Okay, well, right now I realize what I'm dealing with here. And so now I have to shift gears and go, okay, well, I understand you don't like that song, but this is one I know everyone can agree on.
It's just another manic Monday.
There you go. I got them both. Okay, I got them back in.
Yep.
They're both singing along badly. Okay, so I'm like, now here's where I dropped the hammer on them. Okay, so we just did Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Can you name a song that actually has Thursday in the title?
Oh. Because there's the Friday song.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, with Rebecca Black. Good. See, Gavin's
Friday,
thinking.
Friday.
Betty jumps in and is talking. This is how the conversation goes. Can you name a Thursday song?
I cannot.
Because there have been 30 songs. Here's the nugget of wisdom. There have been 30 songs with Sunday that made it into the Billboard 30. Hot 100. 23 with Saturday, but only one with Thursday. Can you name it?
I can't.
You cannot. It's old. It's this little ditty right here. Here you go. No, it's not Thursday.
It was on a sweet.
Okay, it's Johnny Mathis.
Thursday.
Nice.
I don't know this one though. Tuesday, Wednesday,
he gets bonus points because he named other days of the week. Yeah, 1962, Sweet Thursday, Johnny Mathis. Yeah, it's amazing that you got that. Was 8 years before or 6 years before I was born. But it's amazing.
Yeah,
that you
I
got
know
that.
Him. I've never heard that song.
Nicely done.
Well, thank
see,
you.
There you go. We've
thank
discussed
you.
A little music today. We've had a little fun, and that's how you blow people's minds. That Thursday is the only number, the only song with that day of the week to hit the top 100 on the Billboard chart. So there you go. Mind blown. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing a cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage that it feels a little bit like deja vu. Hey, it's Wally, and you've probably heard me talking many times about doing it, and you see what I did there. But seriously, the cash-out refinance with United Faith Mortgage was the best option for me personally, but maybe you're in a place where you need or want to buy a new home. Well, the same people that helped me with my refi can help you with your new home loan. United Faith Mortgage is a faith-based family of mortgage professionals who can help you get your financing in place so that when you find that perfect home, you're ready to go. The market is still competitive and you have to make quick decisions, and having your loan secured can definitely help. United Faith Mortgage makes the process so easy, and I love that when I call my UFM guy Ryan, I get Ryan. And if he's ever on another line, he gets back to me super fast, because in this market, timing is everything. So talk to the people that I trust for your home loan or refinance. United Faith Mortgage. Start online, call anytime. UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Melville Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Licensed in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
Uplifting WayFM.
News can be a little heavy, so we like to do news-ish. Here's Gavin.
I think we all have different energy levels when it comes to making or getting food. Some of us love spending an hour making the perfect dessert or meal. Some of us like two-minute microwavable meals. Then there's ordering food, picking it up at a restaurant. And then there are those people out there who love to spend the extra, like, and I mean extra cash, to order via services like DoorDash and Grubhub.
I can't bring myself to do it.
It is ridiculous, because if you look at what the charges are, it's like tax, then tip for gas money or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I just can't bring myself to do it. Like, the only thing, and I haven't even had pizza delivered in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
I go and get that now to save the money, you know?
I'm guilty of it, to be honest.
Do you like Grubhub and stuff?
Just here and there. Like, really? My wife and I just love certain food.
So you think you're better than everybody?
That's am I not?
Gavin, wait, you so do
now,
you.
So now thank you're you. All, Betty Rock for a second was on my side, but now she's not anymore.
I mean, he's an adult. He can spend his money the way he wants.
Might be nice to be independently wealthy and bougie.
Oh, good grief.
That's what I think of myself. Okay, and speaking of, like, food delivery services, the one Grubhub found itself in an interesting situation when they offered everyone in New York City a $15 off, or in all essence, a free lunch yesterday, and what followed was total chaos.
Oh, so, yeah, you can't do that. Like, who in their
in a
right,
big city.
Yeah, who in their right mind thought that was a good idea?
So what happened was restaurants could not keep up with all the orders. There was a cafe that said they got 200 orders in the first 5 minutes of the deal.
Oh, my goodness.
You had restaurant staffers and delivery drivers slammed. A ton of people didn't get their food. And then Grubhub's customer service line was so busy that you couldn't get through. One guy said that he got on and they got a message saying that there were over 3,600 people in line in front of him.
So they tried to do like a thing to be, to get attention media-wise. Okay, we're going to give everybody free food. Like, great, I love that idea. But I'm sure they weren't thinking that it was. How could you not be thinking that was going to do as well as it did, especially in New York City?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot mess.
The spokesman did try to put a positive spin on it, saying that this promotion exceeded all of our expectations.
Yeah, and
I'm sure it did.
Thousands of people. Yeah, like it's kind of like when you order like Grubhub and stuff like that. Because I have friends that do it, and I'm, if it takes too long and the food's cold and things like that, it's such a waste. Like, I'd rather go get it myself. And so if you were sitting there waiting for your food that you thought was going to be free, so the good thing became a negative. Mm-hmm. You always want to take the negative and make it a positive. You don't want to go the opposite direction because that doesn't usually end well.
And I guess like it was free, so people didn't actually like send their money.
Get so mad about it.
So you wouldn't
it,
have to, in essence, send a bunch of money back to people.
Right.
But you do have a lot of angry customers who might say, "Oh, I'm going to use DoorDash next time."
Exactly.
And you lose them.
Kind of backfired on them for sure. So no good deed goes unpunished. That's our lesson today, I guess. Uplifting Way FM. This is the Wally Show, and the other day I told Betty Rock, I said, I'm going to go out and I'm going to get a coffee, and my coffee order from Dunkin' is like super pretentious. I fully understand it, and she has only herself to blame. She did this to me.
Me?
Yeah, you're the one that created this for me, this concoction, this cacophony of goodness that I feel bad now that Gavin has to order it when he makes the coffee run. And so I go and I said, you know what? I'm just going to own it. I'm going to walk in there proudly and say, this is a messed up order, and I'm sorry. I'm going to apologize in the beginning. I'm going to own this coffee drink. What it is, Wally, large original blend iced coffee with less ice, with cream and caramel swirl, but two extra pumps and sweet cold foam on the top with liquid cane sugar. I want to slap myself.
You're one of those people.
Yes. When I hear that come out of my mouth, I'm like, what is wrong with you? So I go in, and of course it's a guy taking the order, and I'm giving him this whole order with every intention in my soul of owning this. But then with every sentence and every ingredient, I watched him look at me more and more judgmentally. And so at the end of this, I said, so he's like, is that it? I said, yeah, that's it. My wife loves like her coffee sweet. Yeah,
oh,
yeah. And to that, he looked at me and said, yeah, I could tell this was a woman's drink.
Oh, my.
It's so great. So I throw my wife under the bus, in essence, to save my own dignity. And then I still get a shot taken at me because he didn't know it was my drink. So good, right?
I feel bad for every single guy out there who loves that order and can't use a wife as an excuse.
Yeah, can't order it.
That is ridiculous. Yeah. You said you were going to man up.
I know.
What happened?
The judgment. I could see it in his face. Like, he's like, man, this is not good. And I caved. I folded.
Would you have felt better if a teenage girl was there and was like, oh my gosh, I love this one too?
No, that would have been equally as bad. And I still would have blamed my wife.
How dare you
I know.
Use your wife, your
Absolutely.
Spouse, as an excuse? excuse to get out of something.
I'm not proud of this. I want to be very clear about that. I am not proud of this because I went in there with every intention of owning it. Mm-hmm. And then I did not. When the pressure came, I failed.
Okay? Your wife was in front of the bus and you pushed her
under. Exactly. So here's what I'm curious about, because I know beyond the shadow of a doubt I'm not the only person. I know I'm not the only other person that has used their spouse as an excuse maybe to get out of something. Yeah. That happens all the time. Trust me. I know that. I've used that one too. So maybe you use your spouse as an excuse to, get out of something or to do something. I don't know. So I'm just curious because I know I'm not the only one. What is a time that you've used your spouse as an excuse for something? 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. Nikki, have you ever done that?
I actually have. Funny thing, when I first started learning more about scripture and being submissive to my husband, I was not a fan of that until I realized when there were situations I didn't want to be in, like an invite somewhere, I could go, I need to check with my husband and see what he says first.
Oh, that's so funny.
So I ended up really enjoying being submissive because I was able to get out of things I didn't want to participate in. And I could just say, my husband doesn't want to, or I can't because my husband says, we've got something going on.
Well, there you go. And I'd love to spend an hour finding out more about this submissive thing, but I don't have time. But I appreciate you being on the show with us, Nikki. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Ashley, you're up. What is the time you've used your spouse as an excuse?
When any salesman comes to the door.
Oh, okay. Like if they're like, hey, we've noticed you have a lot of spiders and we're doing a spider treatment for your neighbors. Would you like one? That happens all the time.
Yes, absolutely. I say, well, let me talk that over with my husband when he gets home. And he does the same thing. He's like, oh, well, I have to talk that over with my wife. So it's not just me.
I've been in a car dealership before where this salesman knew how to deal with men. So my buddy was there and he goes, yeah, I need to ask my wife about that. And this salesman went on the attack. He's like, oh, you got to check with your wife about everything. That's weird. Oh, yeah. And then he laid it on thicker. He's like, so like if you have to use the restroom, you got to ask your wife.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And we bought two cars that day. So, Steven, have you ever used your spouse as an excuse?
Actually, Wally, I was on the other side of that coin. My wife used me to get out of owning what she ordered.
So you're at a restaurant and she didn't like something she ordered?
Exactly, yeah. She ordered a meal and she didn't like, various things that were about her meal. And so when we just switched our plate, when they came back, I owned it. And I was just like, yeah, it's... I didn't like it, whatever, So she put it on me, and I was just, yep, it's me.
My wife does a version of that, too. Like, if we're eating somewhere at somebody's house and she doesn't like the food, she'll quickly take what she doesn't like. If I finished mine because I liked it and put it on my plate, so she looks like she ate it, and I look like, then I've got to be like, oh, yeah, I'm just full. I had caramels on the way over or something like that. So I feel you, man.
Yeah, I know. I'm glad I'm not the only one that has to deal with that, but... it's all good.
Hey, Steven, thanks, man.
You bet. Have a great day.
All right, Stacia, you're up. When is a time that you have used your spouse as an excuse?
Well, it was last year. My daughter was in kindergarten, and I had my other daughter, my older daughter. I thought I'd have fun, and so I took her to lunch, and we just got to talking and then going and having fun. And the school called me and said, Carly's sitting here in the office. She needs to be picked up. I was like, oh, no, I totally forgot my daughter. So my husband, I'm like, oh, Carter is supposed to pick her up today. I'm so sorry. He must have forgot.
Oh, you're the worst. You're the worst. Because, like, moms, A, never forget kids. And B, like, no one finds that improbable. Like, probably the lady on the other end was like, husbands, right? They just can't watch their kids. And now every time he goes in to pick her up and he has no idea why they're giving him the silent treatment and treating him badly, it's because of you.
I totally, called him right afterwards because I was feeling guilty the whole time. I was, sweating. I felt so horrible doing it to him, but I just couldn't handle it.
Oh, what's this? An email? For me?
Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. And if you ever want to hit me up, just Evil's the best way. Wally@wayfm.com. Evil's the best way, yeah.
Email?
Email, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Sometimes words don't work for me. I don't know what happened. But email is the best way to hit me up. And sometimes people are commenting on things that we've actually talked about on the show, like this one. We were talking about which Bible character do you relate mostly to. And I love the honesty of this. It says, in this season of life, I relate to Jonah. I'm being called to minister to someone who has caused and still causes great emotional pain and feelings of betrayal. Every day I have to get up and minister, and frankly, I don't want to. I'd run and hide if I could, but I'm afraid I'll end up in the belly of a whale. you know, and so this is what I have to do. So every day I'm going to get up and with the Lord's help, do my best in this season. Thanks for the encouragement in this conversation. So
that's awesome.
Yeah. And yeah. I love that people too can be honest about where they're at actually here.
Exactly. Because I do feel like sometimes when we're in a Christian community, you kind of put up this facade of like you have it perfect and all together. But I like how you can be real. Here.
Yeah. It's a joy to witness to people I don't like, you know.
Yes.
And I'm like, I like her honesty there. And then this was something else we were talking about. We were talking about the grocery dividers. This was a really serious conversation. I like that we can do serious and silly about whose responsibility it is to put the grocery divider on the conveyor belt there.
Yes, because come to find out, you are... you are hurt, your feelings are hurt if someone behind you puts the divider in there?
I feel they're being pushy. I feel they're being aggressive, honestly. And like, I'm here first, I should set the tone. But I'm not the only one. Glenn said, hey, my friend was in a grocery store and felt the person behind him was standing too closely to him. I love this guy's friend. So he took one of the plastic dividers from the conveyor and placed it on the floor in between them.
No!
Nicely done.
He said the guy got the message and backed up.
Wow.
That was so nice. He didn't have to say anything. He just put it on the floor like, and it did its job because the other person was aggressive. The other person was too close. Love it.
Oh, my goodness. I can see that starting a fight.
Working.
Well, that's true. But also, you know, if someone did that to you, you would have just pushed it even further. You would have gone over it.
I would have stepped over it. Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Because I'm not a great person. That's one thing we do know here. If you ever want to hit me up, just feel free to email me at wally@wayfm.com. Look, I know one of the biggest bonuses of a podcast is being able to skip through things you don't want to hear about, but I would encourage you just to sit tight for just a second, because as the war in Ukraine enters month 3, it's hard to believe it's been that long, and you watch all the stories of families being displaced and lives being shattered, and you think, man, that's really sad. I wish there was something I could do about it. Here's the cool thing. You and me and all the potties could get together and actually maybe make a difference by helping families in Ukraine who have been displaced by all this violence. There's nearly 11 million people that have been forced out of their homes. And imagine that. You can't take everything with you. You've got to just pick and choose the few things you can carry as you try to get your family to safety. They say desperate times calls for desperate measures. Well, these are desperate times. That's why The Wally Show is partnering with Food for the Poor and 3,500 pastors in Ukraine and surrounding countries to help feed these people. And here's what's really cool. You can provide a meal for 25 cents, a quarter what we plug into a gumball machine. You could actually feed a child a meal. So now do some math with me. Your gift of a dollar would actually feed a family of four. Your gift of $10 sends 40 meals. Your gift of $25 will feed 100 people who desperately need it. So while this is a really sad story on the world stage, it is really cool to see the difference that a few motivated potties could make. So text the word WALLY to 91999. That's WALLY, W-A-L-L-Y, to 91999, and we'll send you a link to make a difference today.
These are the least important stories out of Hollywood, but nonetheless entertaining. Here's Betty Rock with the least of these.
Having a number one hit is something all musicians aim for. But just because you're popular with the public or you create songs we all enjoy, it doesn't necessarily mean you're a shoe-in.
That's very true.
So a list was put together of some artists that many of us love, and I think we would be surprised to find out that they never reached that pinnacle.
Okay, because this is interesting. You've got some big artists that never did that, you know, and you'd be very, very surprised. Like, who do you have on your list?
Believe it or not, Backstreet Boys.
What?
Hit their top number two hit was Quit Playing Games.
Oh.
And
I bet it was NSYNC or Britney Spears that kept them out of the number one spot.
Ooh.
I bet.
Does that say, though, that NSYNC might be better than Backstreet?
Oh, of course they are, by 1,000,000,000%. And I should not have an opinion on this.
Now we're going to a completely different genre. Metallica's Enter Sandman only got up to number 16.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me. Like, I mean, that's like kind of a niche, and it's like music that I personally liked growing up, you know? But like Van Halen never had like a number one. I think they might have would jump, maybe got top five or something like that.
But just to think that the highest that they ever got was a number 10.
Yeah,
that
or was 16. It.
Yeah, well, this they were 16. There was another song they had done that only got to number 10.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But they've had a huge career.
Exactly. And then finally, this song only making it to number 2, it's called The Best Song Ever by One Direction.
No.
Why are you doing that dance, man? Man,
you have to with that song.
Do you?
That is like the 2000s version of the Backstreet Boys, in essence. It's like boy bands came all the way back full circle and still didn't hit number one.
Yeah, and that's what's so shocking to me, because you think, man, One Direction was so big, Backstreet Boys, Metallica. I mean, there's so many people, a lot of people that made this list that we didn't even talk about, and you're just shocked. You think, oh, yeah, they definitely made it to number one, but they didn't.
And that's a big deal. Like, number one in the mainstream music is worth tens of millions of dollars. When you hit number one, it opens up all these other doors to you, and it makes a big difference. Not as much in Christian music. We have a Christian music chart, and when you hit number one on that, I think you get a bag of Funyuns. It's pretty big
deal. And a pat on the back.
Yeah, but it's like a big bag, like a family size bag. It's not like the travel one, so it's a pretty great deal. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show, and Tom Petty knew it, and I think we all know it. We are waiting for something. In some way, shape, or form, we are usually waiting on something. Maybe it's God. Maybe it's for your miracle. Maybe it's for a relationship to be fixed. Maybe it's Amazon. I don't know, but we're all waiting on something, you know?
Yes.
I'm waiting on Amazon.
Okay, what are you waiting on?
I'm waiting on this thing called Stealth Abs.
No.
No.
Do you know what Stealth Abs is?
Is that that shirt that you put on that makes it look like...
No! What's wrong with you? No.
He might as well get one of those, though, Gavin, because
that's his best
he
shot.
Did. He bought himself a Stealth Abs machine.
Yeah, if Stealth Abs doesn't work, I'm getting the shirt.
So it's this thing that looks like it's...
Looks like a bodyboard or a boogie board.
Yeah, but you put your elbows and arms on it, and you put your phone on it, and it's supposed to help, like, play games and stuff.
What?
But
that's cool.
Thank you, Gavin. It keeps you in a plank position, and so, like, you kind of bend and twist and everything like that, and then you're supposed to only do it for, like, 3 minutes a day. That's where they sold me. That is exactly where they sold me. That and the... people that they had as their spokesperson. Yes, they have one or two ripped ones, which, you know, is like totally not going to happen. But there's a couple like normal people that you're like, oh, you know what? You don't look horrible. You know?
Okay, but like they don't have abs though.
No.
So does it work?
Yeah, they look, but no, like before they went from like full on dad bod, like gut sticking out to like, oh, you don't look horrible. And you know, I'm like, that's what I'm going for. It's, oh, you don't look horrible.
You know, they probably also added like veggies into their diet.
No.
Water.
That's the thing. These people did not.
How do you know?
Because they just only don't look horrible. like the ab people, when they're like all ripped and stuff, you know they spent time at the gym and they changed their diet. These other people, trust me, they ain't changing their diet.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So
I'm waiting on that. My health is waiting on Amazon.
So you're saying that the only thing that has kept you from living a healthy lifestyle is this machine, this ab.
Yep. Stealth abs. Yeah.
Stealth abs machine.
And waiting for it to get here. Because once it gets here, oh, I'm going to hit it.
Nothing's going to stop me. Out of your way.
No, nothing can stop me. I'm going to be amazing. I'm going to be... don't look so horrible. Like, that's my goal. Yeah.
You know what? You have a lot of hopes and dreams.
Thank you.
And for that, I commend you.
All right, so that's mine. What is that thing you're waiting on? Now, again, it can be kind of silly-ish like mine, or it could be something serious. I'm just curious, what are you waiting for, and kind of what are you going through while you're in that waiting process? Because there's definitely some God moments inside of this stuff as well, too. So 855-33-WAY-FM is the number. That's 855-33-WAY-FM. We'll take yours right now. But Abby, what's that thing you're waiting for?
I am waiting for my promotion.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay, so you've been working and you think you got a promotion coming?
I do. I have been waiting for this promotion for 4 years now, and I have even relocated from Alabama to Tennessee.
Wow.
For the last 2 years.
What do you think's holding it up? Because this sounds like a guy that won't commit, like, to an engagement, you know?
Right? So I think, honestly, when I look at the grand scheme of it all, I feel like it's God, because I wanted a promotion to a certain location and I wasn't going to get that. And now we have another opportunity coming that's even better than that location. So I feel like he was pushing me to come where I'm at and to be patient and to keep working hard, even though I'm not getting what I want.
Well, I hope that's the case. That's a healthy perspective of it, because sometimes our wants trump our needs, or sometimes trump God's plan, and we make decisions inside of that that I think derail us and take us longer to get back to what God had for us.
Yes, absolutely.
Abby, have you considered one other option, is that maybe you're not really that good at your job?
Hey, no. I was going to say.
I think I'm good.
Abby, you are good. Maybe you should just consider baking some brownies and giving them to your boss.
You show up with some brownies, Rock. I will promote you to queen of this show. You got it. Promotion.
I don't want it.
Dave, what is that thing that you're waiting for?
Yes, I'm waiting on reconciliation of my marriage with my wife of 31 years.
Oh, wow. 31 years in. And so you've had some problems. Are you guys, like, separated?
We're in the same household, but literally separated within the same household.
So what steps are you taking to hopefully find this reconciliation?
Yeah, well, I was just with my men's group the other morning, and my statement to them was, you can either run towards God or run away from God. And my choice has been just to run to God and seek his wisdom and have as many people as I can praying for me, including putting my name on the WayFM wall.
Oh, nice. On the WayFM prayer wall at WayFM.com. Cool.
Yeah, I'll just take all the prayer I can get. But we're going to counseling. Yeah, I mean, obviously, things that we need to work out. So just kind of being introspective, as well as what can we do that are realistic steps to make things better.
Let me ask you this. I'm going to play counselor for a minute. I've always wanted to be like an amateur counselor.
Boy.
I know. Get ready, Dave. But no, seriously, like, because I know people are struggling through this as they listen to this. There are a lot of people kind of in the same boat as you. And it's real easy to focus on the other person's issues, the other person's problems, and why we got here is because of them. But like, what is something, Dave, that you feel, you know what, I do need to be introspective. This is something I could do better in the marriage.
Sure. And I think, you know, communication is key in any marriage. And so for me, it's communicating not just my desires, but emotions. I don't think that I ever sought to understand, wasn't very good, maybe at seeking to understand emotions on my wife's part, and then sharing my emotions too.
It's interesting how we're wired so differently. Women want you to share what you're thinking and your emotions. And guys, we kind of want to shy away from that typically. Like, I don't want to know everything, you know, like, because then I have to do something.
But as women, the emotions make you feel closer to that.
Exactly.
Person. Yeah.
Yeah, so dude, I feel for you, and I really hope that you can get this worked out with your wife, because I hate to see marriages fall apart, because it's just hard on everybody. So hang in there, and I'm glad you posted it on the prayer wall, and I'd love to see a praise report someday on the prayer wall that things went the right direction for you guys.
Yeah, well, thank you. I so enjoy your show, and I am fully expectant that I'll be able to post that.
Name it and claim it.
Name it and claim it.
Claim it. Uplifting Way FM, this is The Wally Show. We're going to do a little name it and claim it, where people ask us normally to give them a name for an inanimate object to kind of give it some personality. This time it's actually an animated object. Kim says, hey, I wanted you to do name it and claim it. We have a cardinal bird that for the last year has decided to attack our windows on a daily basis. Ooh. He's never injured himself, but he runs into them and he attacks his own reflection. We've tried everything to deter him, even reflective window clings, reflective tape, and someone even suggested drawing grids on our window with a yellow highlighter because birds can see that color. But apparently not this bird, so we've decided to embrace his presence. We need to name him now. So if you don't mind, I'd like to go first on this one.
Please,
Betty Ross.
Go ahead.
So I thought about this and I thought, okay, this bird is pretty dumb. So the first name that came to me was Lloyd, like Lloyd Christmas from Dumb and Dumber. And, oh. Yeah. And the way this works is, too, is if Betty can stay with her name or she can choose to go with mine or vice versa. And if we both, though, decide we like our name best, Gavin is the deciding factor of which gets sent to him. So then I thought about that, but then I also thought it's a cardinal. And so I decided to go with Cardi. As in Cardi B.
Oh, man.
Yeah, see? Okay. Yeah. And you've even got the thing, you could like call it, like that. So that's what I decided to go with. I'm going with Cardi B. So, Betty Rock, what do you got for name it and claim it?
Well, I can already tell you now, I'm not going for that one.
Well,
that
then I'm
terrible.
Can tell you now before I even hear yours, I'm not changing. So, Gavin, you're going to have your work cut out for you.
Good.
So, she mentioned that this cardinal gets attracted to his own reflection.
Correct.
And that made me think of Christina Aguilera's Mulan song, Reflection.
Okay, but where are you going to go? Christina seems too obvious.
Well, and you can't do Christina because cardinals, the red cardinals,
right,
are male.
Right.
So I thought, well, you know, he's strong,
yeah,
and he's not afraid to fight. So then I thought of Lee Shang
from
the movie Mulan.
Not fair because you're playing to Gavin's sense of Disney movies and his, he has this on VHS, I know it.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. So I would go with Lee after Lee Shang.
Okay, so Lee Shang. I think that Lee stinks, and so I am not going to go with it. I'm going to stay with my Cardi B, if you don't mind. Yeah, so there you go. And so, Betty Rock, you said you're staying with yours. All right, Gavin, tough decision. You have to make the call. Where are we going right now on this
thing? It's tough because I don't necessarily want to love yours, Wally.
I know you don't.
Because of Cardi B, but that was so clever.
Yeah.
Okay, so the factual thing of, you said red cardinals, though, are male.
Yes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And Cardi B's kind of a girl name.
But what if the B stands for blockhead or boy? See?
Cardi boy.
Yeah, Cardi boy. Cardi boy.
Okay.
Now you're in. Now you're in. You're in, Gavin. I know you want to be in.
I'll go with Cardi B.
Cardi B for Cardi boy.
I'm sorry, Betty. I'm sorry.
Okay. There you go.
I did not. You know what? We need a different judge.
That was the right decision.
Gavin obviously is a dummy.
You know what? Thanks. The only thing I have to say to that?
Well, that's the end, but it doesn't have to be. Check out our Aftercast. It's new stuff you didn't hear in the podcast. Be sure to rate us on iTunes as well as connect with us on social media. That's Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Just search Wally Show. And if you'd like to join our Facebook group made exclusively for you potties, the link is in the description of this podcast. Thanks to Colorado Christian University Online and United Faith Mortgage for supporting what we do.